Gave Hashemiles Ashpot Mehem. Praiseworthy is the one who folds his Ashpot Mehem. Ashpot means his quiver, where you put your arrows, but you'll see what that means. Ashpot really means a garbage can, yeah? Dustbin. So we saw he brought a marshal of two different machines. The one that takes gold and makes it into diamonds, yeah? And it happens very, very quickly. Time to do it very, very quickly. And it's a very precious diamond that comes out, but it's very difficult to do because it's hard to find gold and it's a difficult process. The other machine makes diamonds out of garbage. Yeah, it just takes a very long time. But if you've got that machine, you always have raw materials. You could always make diamonds because you've always got garbage. You don't always have gold. Yeah. So which would you rather have? So we said like this: Achein hadvarim. So he said, any normal person would choose the second machine, right? Correct? Fine. Except this generation. Because it's got to be quick. So he said, Achein advarim em amukim. Even though this is a very deep sugya, they come from the depths of the cauldron of the universe. Let's try and understand these sugyas at our level. But in the previous generations, where the koichach nefesh were very, very strong, where imun and betochen was a natural part of the average Jew's existence, a simple Jew knew who he was talking to when he was twitching his lips at the shtender, because he wasn't twitching his lips at the shtender, he was talking to Tati. And the most basic Yiddish woman, even if she couldn't read, understood who she was talking to when she davened. She didn't need a siddur to daven. You don't need a book to talk to your daddy. You speak. And the midas were slightly differently to what they are today. Yeah, we can't even begin to imagine. We can't even begin to imagine what a yid from 50 years, what a grave from 100 years ago would say about the midas. What's happened to the world, just in the world of midas. Before a person used to come to Kass, it used to take a long, long time. Must have been something very, 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 very problematic. They got a guy to come to anger, like the Rambam says, Mufuras. There's nothing in the world worth getting angry about. You play around with that Rambam, you realize to get angry, you have to really push the limits. Who pushes the limits today? I fly off the handle, and 2 minutes later, I'm back on track. So why do you fly off the handle? Why was I upset? Was it worth getting upset about? Now I see not. So why are you getting upset? I was upset. Yeah, he'd work it. Push until he puts it. Okay, but everything today is worth getting angry about. Yeah, it's that American song, you know, from years back. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. That's the war cry. Everything's going my way. But we don't have old share on that. Everything's going my way. Everything's going your way. Rabbi Victor Miller. Oh. Yeah, remember what he did with that? Everything's going my way.
Remember that?
That was stupid little. Must have been some silly movie from Mary Poppins days or whatever. Yeah. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way. Everything's going your way. Yeah. We live in a generation where everything has to go my way, and that's great and terrible minute issues. Okay. Yudim b'dayres avru chay b'anias v'dechukas atzuma. Jews in previous generations lived with terrible poverty. Can you imagine? They didn't even have cell phones. Can you imagine the suffering people went through? They didn't have cell phones. You get to the Beit Midrash and you can't talk to in the Beit Midrash. Do you understand how fortunate you are? You can sit in the Beit Midrash and in the middle of Shmona Esrei you can answer your phone. Shreinu, you know, a poor Zayda never had that experience of what they suffered. One of the two. Ulam, dobel ze lo hefri dotam, ulo asiach es daitam, mitafkidam haikari aladma. The fact that they were poor, the fact that they were poor, the fact that they were bounced all over the place, they're distracting from what the ikka purpose in this world is about. V'yaisi mikach, more than that. Hayyum em shesomru kikach toiv lehem. They actually thought that's the best thing for them. Yeah, they didn't know they were having a hard time. They thought this is what Hashem gives me. Keim choshesu, Shema beikvus haishe yinoich eschara me'olam abah. because they understood Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's famous kasha, that whatever I get here, it takes out of my schayin olam haba. So it's better if you're getting clapped here, because I'm building olam haba. I don't mind what's going on down here. I don't need golden tables in this world if they're going to cost me in the next world. Rather, I'll eat off the floor. The Ketzos couldn't afford a table. He had money for a table, the Ketzos. So he took a plank, put it on his lap, and he wrote the Ketzos on a plank on his lap. He didn't think that was bad. He didn't, you know, he didn't like have a tantrum and say, well, I'm not writing the Ketzos if you don't give me a table. The Ketzos. The Sages Aries didn't know what sugar was. When they gave her sugar and cake, she served the sugar, the tea, and then she served the cake, and then she served the sugar as dessert. She didn't know that sugar goes into tea. It bothered them. Shai Gazari produced the Shai Gazari in that abject, extreme poverty. When he became the robber of a certain place, I can't remember where, so he moved into the new apartment. They said the apartment was about the size of a box of matches. Yeah? When he walked in, he didn't want to move into the apartment because it was so luxurious. He thought that it was to take from his alarm above. He meant the poverty he was living in before. They gave him the shack. The shack was like getting worried about his alarm above. Then eventually he accepted it because it covered a rob, because the rob needed a nice place to stay or whatever. So he was half like musket, but that's what bothered him. Today we have a different Nisoyan, yeah? Not that better word, but different. You don't have to yearn for that. We have to be able to do what we're doing without his soyness. But they thought it's good. Oh, lo chayin anu asher kol deichet papanosa moitzi osanu mishal des chayenu. The starter's diving with panosa. One phone call from the bank manager and the guy really can't learn. Im nisal nevinis amet afilu maat nye yoitzu yesh miayin. If you would use the b'chol zoyit shimchol oshoch, I'm going to put it 5 minutes even though the bank manager's on my back. We're creating Yeshmiayim. We're creating something that wasn't there before. For a guy who's shrugua and everything's fine and he's got no problems and everything's beautiful or whatever, his Yeshiva Das is creating beautiful stuff. But it's not Yeshmiayim. He's just doing what he has. The guy's got a good memory. He remembered something. It's wonderful to remember. It's going to help him learn better. We ain't getting reward for that. He's not building muscle from that. The guy's got a bad memory and he sits 3 weeks. The Chasam Sofer had a Talmud. Started learning late in life, became one of the Gedolei HaDor, I can't remember his name now. Chazam Sofer quoted very often his children, he became a diamond, Chazam Sofer's basically. When he was 18, he wanted to come learning Pressburg. That doesn't sound so strange today, because a lot of people start learning late in life, yeah. But in those days, a guy that hadn't learned till he was 18, so they didn't want to take him. Imagine the Chazam Sofer took him to the Yeshiva. This guy was so dumb, he had such a bad memory that not only didn't he remember what he'd learned, he didn't remember that he'd learned. The Chazam Sofer gave him his best chabur of Talmidim to work with him every day to learn with him. So he spent the whole morning learning the Mishnah with him. Yeah? They come next morning and say, what do you see in the Mishnah? Zelka Mishnah. Not, I don't remember the Mishnah. We learned the Mishnah yesterday. Pashut couldn't. He became a dayan and the Chazam Sofer's basin. The Chazam Sofer quotes him in his children. Can't remember his name now, whatever. That Yesh Miayin. Everything he has, he built himself. Tell him with a brilliant memory, rocket science memory, so you remember everything. No. Rameh Simcha once said about the Rogatcheva that he has a shocking memory. He says, me, I see something once, I'll never forget it. The Rogatcheva has a terrible memory. So they said to him, what are you talking about? The Rogatcheva knows everything. He doesn't forget anything. He said, no, it's not because of memory. He says, that's because he's learning it all the time. Whatever you ask him, he's in the sugya. But it's not because he remembers. So Rameh Simcha said about the Rogatcheva that he has a shocking memory. So whatever the Rogatcheva memorized, you get reward for that. What Rav Meir Simcha memorized, you get reward for that. You've got a tape record in your head, so well done. What you do with that memory, that's something else. You don't use your memory correctly. You use your memory correctly to become a Rav Meir Simcha. That's mashuach. But there's no yesh miayin in there. And that's really what we're trying to create. Rebecca puts it very beautifully. He says, that which is a surprise. You can spot it because it's unpredictable, because it's a surprise. God's got a good memory, remember something. There's a surprise there. Predictable? 100%. God's got a shocking memory, and he comes into class one and he remembers something. That's not a surprise. That's how you can taste something that's Yesh Miayin, because it has an element of surprise in it. You couldn't have predicted it. It's unpredictable. take this concept. It's worth holding in your own upweight as a Hashem. Look for the surprises. Then you know what you said. Now you can really have a pot. Could I have predicted that I would have put in an extra 10 minutes this morning? Well, let's look at my track record. Put in the computer, ask the computer, what is the likelihood of Shur still being here? What are you talking about? And suddenly you see you did something unpredictable? You better grab hold of that moment very carefully. It's a Yesh Me'ayim moment here. That's how you fulfill your purpose in creation and you bring light into the void that was created by Hashem not being there. That's how you bring the Bria to its final tikkun. That's what we're looking for. That's why we're here. To build muscle, to put light into the darkness. V'chinul yo'ez bonov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think the person should say this phrase, there's Mayor Brochas. Yeah, I think that's the kavanah a person should have. I'm not saying off the halacha. When you say Mayor Brochas, V'chinul yo'ez bonov shel Hashem. I was zeiche to be Hashem's child. Zeiche to be Hashem's child. Why did I say that? Tafkidei ni yo'ez hashgririm. We have to be the ambassadors and the hametzaygim. What's that? The representatives of Hashem in this world. When the Beit HaMikdash stood, like the tefillah that Shlomo HaMelech said we built the bais, that the Beit HaMikdash should be a, not just for us, it should be something which brings Hashem Kosh Baruch Hu's recognition and confidence in the world for all the Umas HaElam. Gamel Anochri Asher Lo Me'amch Yisraelu Ubo Me'eretz Rechaika. Shlomo HaMelech David, even a guy that comes not from Klal Yisrael and he comes from a far land, the man Shimcha, and he comes for your name Hashem, Ki Yishmoyne Shimcha HaGodol, because he's heard about your great name, Hashem. He's coming from a far land. He's coming to Eretz Yisrael. And he's heard about your strong arm and outstretched hand, whatever. And he comes to daven at this place. The Japanese store, where you see, they still know they come daven at the Kotel. Vatatishma shamay mochen shiftachon. That the prayers will be answered, so that they should recognize that it's from you, etc., etc. All the gshach of mighty peace of Shlomo HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, daven that a goy Jewish prayer be answered. So you're allowed to get a goy to daven for you. Interesting zach. Can you go to Ethiopia, you go to the Bahamas, you pay a guy his air flight, you come here from Eretz Rechaika, and you tell him, go daven for what I tell you to daven for.
You're not allowed the money. So I'm just saying,
no, we don't need that. That's like the king's son hiring the prime minister to ask his father for something. Your daddy asks you what you need him to ask you. No, it's okay. Not because we can't give them their tefillah or their tefillahs. You see, what shaykh does he have? He's getting answered because we don't want him throwing stones at daddy. I'm getting answered, bidyuk, what's best for me? He's going to get answered. Could be bad for him, he's getting. Why doesn't Hashem give us what we ask for? Good for us. If Hashem had to give me everything I asked for, Eva, where I would be today. If Hashem had given me everything I asked for, Eva, where I would be today. 90% of the things I asked for are not good for me.
Not good for me.
And if what happened, you know where I'd be today? We think we know what's good for us. You see, La Achamai, you have a look, you say, had I bought that, had I got this, had I. Yeah. You go to an auction and you want the thing so bad. Eventually Hashem says, no, you can't have it. And your mama, she's protesting whatever. The next day you read in the paper that thing died or this happened or whatever. I had it once with a house. I was trying to buy a house in South Africa. I learned this lesson the hard way. It was across the road from a tat. We were looking to buy a house and to move. And this house across the road from a mamash across the road from a tat. Yeah, became available in mamash. It goes Baldika area. Beautiful, everything was perfect or whatever. we had a price that we would go to, and we weren't going above it. We went a little bit above it. In the end, we didn't get the house. Beautiful new house. It's a I'm not getting that house. Can you imagine? Across the road from a flat. Oh, that was broken. I already in my head, I'd already been living there. You know, the schmuck it was. Yeah. I was broken. I'm telling you. About a month later, a bunch of Schwarzes bought the house next door. Turned it into a shabin is, an illegal brewery. Okay, it became
moonshine.
It became a place, moonshine place where there wasn't a machitza. You couldn't sleep, but it was a churban atzum what was going on there. The house, the shepetz, basically what they did was they covered over all the whatever. The cow started falling apart, the gutters fell off, the roof collapsed. It was a churban. And Hashem giving me what I wanted, I would have been out of pocket of a house with a bunch of shaitans living there, and you couldn't live there. The grain they bought out left. They couldn't stomach it. It was a disaster. There were shootings there, and the cops. I think it was shortly before he left. He left a few months afterwards or whatever. But I'm just saying. He moved back there himself. And I'm just saying, that taught me a very big lesson. Yeah? Be very careful what you ask for, because you may get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, there's plenty of things I've asked for. If Hashem would give it to me, we all would be today. Kachaya matzav. So this was the matzav. Kashe habayis omer al lochayle. How will we makar Hashem Shemayim in kol ha'ilah? The Beis Hamikdash did it. The Beis Hamikdash did it. So what happens now? Eina amim hayu noises al habayis Hashem. The eyes of the nations of the world look to Har Habayis, the Har of Hashem. V'hadav ha'evi l'kid Hashem Shemayim godol bo'ilam kulo. There was incredible kid Hashem Shemayim in the world. Ulam, David Leiv, but today, with a pained heart, Lord Zechino, the Beis HaMikdash Nechav, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We can't say, Chutzel Aleinu Tafkin Chadash. We have a new job. Let's take to go out. Legalus, Ulefarsim and Munah Hashem B'Kol Olam. And to go and infiltrate in Munah Hashem, to publicize in Munah Hashem in all the world. To call Pina Nidachas in every little corner of the world. And that's what happened over the last 2,000 years. Jews have been everywhere. Show me where Jews haven't been. Show me where the influence of Jews doesn't exist. You walk down the streets of Kathmandu and there's 2,000 year old Magen David carved out of the door of a school. Show me where Yidden haven't been. Show me where Yidden haven't been. Hula. Yesh the Dutch, if Pilsen did a cover Hashem Ba'ilam, Enu lo rak le reichav, Elegam lo imek. This business of teaching, see what he means, of the Megadah Kovach Shemayim Ruach, is not just bakir, not just broad, it's going to be deep as well. What does he mean? Tafkidenu le galut to false him as Amunah Vashem, Gamba mekoimes hashvalim vahanamuchim le yaisa. You have to even do it in the worst, lowest places in the world. Places where there's no drip of Or Hashem left at all. And with that, establishing whatever the foundations of the new Beis Hamikdash the Shlishi. I mean, it's not enough to just go to New York and the Kar Hashem Shemayim, although that is one of the lowest places you probably get or whatever, yeah? It's not enough to Makar Hashem Shemayim where there are a lot of Yidden and whatever. The darkest, deepest places, the worst hells, Makar Shemayim. They were Yidden in Auschwitz, they were Yidden in the pit that they dug themselves or were about to be shot. Yeah, they were Makar Hashem Shemayim. Who was it? Which famous God was it? They dug the pit and they were in their grave and they were waiting to be shot. And the Nazi turned around to him and said, "Yeah, no Jew, you still feel like you're the chosen people?" And he turned around and said, "As long as I'm in the pit and you're standing up there with a gun, we're the chosen people. As long as I'm in the pit and you're standing outside with a gun, you have to ride it for the chosen people." The Kiddush Hashem in the worst place. And there was the Holocaust, which was the biggest tragedy this country's got ever undergone. But do you understand? Do you understand the Kiddush Shemayim that took place there? Yeah, okay, let's stop there.
Mm-hmm.